Hey, this is Life Coach David. Thanks for listening to the Law of Attraction podcast. And I'm so thankful for my listeners and for all my clients who are listening as well. Very thankful I get to do what I do. And I'm going to continue reading from Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, which was written by Lynn Grabhorn, and discuss the new chapters from that book. And before I do that, I just want to ask you, when you wake up in the morning, do you just get up and start the day? Or do you get up and say some wonderful positive affirmations to let the universe know how you want your day to go, how you want to feel? Because if you're someone who just wakes up, gets up and just starts their day without doing that, you're missing out. You're really missing out on pre-paving how you want your day to go. So just come up with a few positive morning affirmations of how you want your day to go, how you want to feel, and try saying them and feeling them every morning. Just takes a minute, and you're going to notice a positive difference in your day. And if you'd like to experience private phone coaching with me, you can contact me through lifecoachdavid.com, or you could email me at david@lifecoachdavid.com. And I've also written a 21-day self-guided law of attraction program, which I actually wrote because sometimes when people call me for coaching, for one reason or another, they're not able at that time working with me. So people were asking me, is there any other way I could get some good information? So I actually wrote a 21-day self-guided program, and it's called Living the Law of Attraction. And I'll leave the link to that in the description for the podcast. And you can also find it on my website if that interests you. And now let's get back to Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, which so far has been filled with lots of really good manifestation information, law of attraction information. So this little section is called Who's On First? Back in the 40s, the adored comedy team of Abbott and Costello had a routine that always brought the house down and ultimately became a classic. It was their Who's On First routine and started something like, yes, who's on first? Well, if who's on first, then who's on second? No, who's not on second? He's on first. And what's on second? And around until everybody was in tears of laughter. To this day, I go into stitches whenever I see it replayed on TV. Well, if you were to take the paradox we're about to get into now, it sounds just as loony as who's on first. And it goes like this. If I take all my don't wants, which make me feel bad, and turn them into wants, which are supposed to make me feel good, I still end up with something I know I don't have, which sure doesn't make me feel good, and something I'll probably never get anyhow, which makes me feel worse than I did before I started this whole stupid thing. Ah, 'tis a great predicament, because if you had it, you wouldn't want it. So the very act of wanting carries with it the rather obvious implication that you surely do not have it, and if you don't have it, how in the Sam Hill can you feel good about it until you get it? You can't. Not as long as you keep wanting things the old way. The dilemma comes from our thinking that the burden of acquiring what we want is all on us, that we're the ones who will have to figure out how to get it, how to come up with the money for it, how to arrange for it, how to make it happen. Once we get that far, our next thoughts are usually something like, oh hell, that's just not possible, which invariably causes us to stop wanting. Easy resolution, straight from our old program way of thinking. The key to having whatever your most divine heart desires, bar nothing, is finding a way to feel good about your want. Not wish for it, yearn for it, long for it, sigh for it, or feel discouraged about it, but just feel good about it. Remember, need is from fear, desire is from excitement. They are at the opposite ends of the vibrational pole. Need is from fear, and desire is from excitement. So here we are in this quandary. we're wanting, which usually makes us feel bad, because not only do we not have what we want, we haven't the foggiest idea how to get it. The solution? Change the feeling. When you want something, hold your thoughts on that want for a few moments until some sort of feeling comes up. Any kind, good or bad. Red flag or green flag, it doesn't matter. Then tune into that feeling. If you feel low instead of jazzed, disheartened instead of turned on, you're thinking about not having instead of having. You're thinking about the lack of what you want. On the other hand, if you're feeling even a twinge of excitement or a nice warm buzz, you're on target. The whole process of creating on purpose is about getting our thoughts off of what we don't want and on what we do want and keep them there. Once we've gotten that far, our job is just to find ways to feel good about those wants instead of lousy when they're nowhere to be seen and would appear to have no way of showing up. So the question is, how do we go from down to up every time we think about a want? Because as soon as we're up, we're vibrationally overriding all those downer feelings we get when we're focused on the obvious fact that our want is nowhere in sight. You become jazzed. We already know that the trick of turning a don't want into a want is to find ways to feel splendid about it. Feel really good about that want instead of discouraged. And it doesn't matter if it's an old one that's been locked away in your want closet for ages or a brand new fresh desire. The process is the same. So here's how we feel good, in fact terrific, about something we want that we don't have, or we think is impossible to obtain, or don't deserve to have, or could never afford, and it's entirely too complicated for a tired brain to figure out anyhow. This is the most important component of the law of attraction that is guaranteed to pull in wants rather than don't wants. Once you know what you want, you must find the feeling place of having that want, while at the same time staying out of the feeling place of not having it. And let me read that again. Once you know what you want, you must find the feeling place of having that want, while at the same time staying out of the feeling place of not having it. In other words, feel what it would be like to swim if you don't know how, rather than feeling embarrassed when everyone but you runs into the water. Feel yourself in a new job, rather than constantly crabbing about and feeling trapped in the one you have now. Feel your pride and accomplishment as you approach that platform to receive your well-earned degree, even if you haven't started classes yet. Feel what you want your new mate to be like and how great it will be being together. Feel what it would be like owning your own airplane and the joy and pride of flying friends and family all over the place. Now you're vibrating in harmony with your greater self. Your desires are joyously included in your vibrations, magnetizing, growing bigger each time you feel the reality of them for just 16 seconds. You've broken out of the negative vibrations of social consciousness to live in and vibrate in. The only energies that are capable of drawing that want to you are the higher, hallowed frequencies of feel good. Once in that space, you and your want are literally pinging together instead of flying red flags and pinging in harmony with the lack of your desire, which means you'd be pulling in more lack. You're flying feel-good green flags and pinging in harmony with having it, whether it even exists yet or not. As long as you don't spend too much time worrying about why it hasn't shown up yet, that high vibration turned on feeling you feel when you think about having it will eventually magnetize it right into your lap. That's all it takes, good feelings. And that's the end of that little piece of the chapter. And it makes it sound so easy, right? Just feel good about what you want without getting in your way thinking about how it's going to happen. But it's true. It sounds simple, But of course, it can be hard because we're just used to going to the thoughts of how's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Why hasn't it happened yet? All those resistant thoughts can come in. But if you can just do your best to stay excited about something you want, even though you don't know how it's going to happen, then you know everything's lining up for it to happen. And I teach a lot of processes, techniques, and ideas to my clients that help them do that. Now, the next section is called The Wise Habit. To help a want magnetize in, we need to get our juices running so we can flow out as much positive, excited energy as possible. One of the best ways to do that is to talk about the whys of wanting something. The what defines, but it's the whys that charge your battery and start the juices running. It's like asking a guy who's bonkers about eating steaks, blood rare, why he likes them that way. He'll tilt his head back, close his eyes, and drift off into la-la land as he describes the tastes, savors the juices, caresses the texture, and withers under the heady bouquet. That's big-time feeling and big-time vibrating, all from a single little question, why? As you think about all the whys of wanting something, you begin to latch onto it in feeling. You get more turned on, more passionate, and you're creating a whole lot more 16-second intervals to flow highly charged, very magnetic energy to the thing rather than blurting it out. That is what I want. So by stating your whys, you're giving that want a much-needed jump start. Like your car with a dead battery, until you energize the battery with the charge, your car is going nowhere. No charge, no go. No oomph to your want, no magnetism, no magnetism, no get. And that's the end of that little section. And it's just more explanation on why we have to stay excited about what we want, even if we don't know how it's going to come or when it's going to come. Because the law of attraction says like attracts like. So if we keep ourselves at the high vibration, we know that law of attraction is lining everything up for it to happen, even if we can't see it. So just keep that in mind. Okay, the next section is called Because, Because, Because. In one of my weekend seminar groups, a girl spoke up with, quote, "All right, I understand now that I've been focusing on the lack of my dream, but I can only come up with one why. Okay, what is your want?" "I want a summer cottage by the ocean." And she said it very flatly, there was no oomph. So I asked, "Why?" "Because I hate being housebound in the summer." "Aha, a major don't want." But I kept asking why. "Why don't you want to be housebound in the summer?" "Because I like the feeling of leisure and relaxation I get from a summer house. And freedom, yes, I like the freedom." "Good," I said. "You're starting to connect. Let's keep going. Why do you like the freedom?" "Because it makes me feel good, happy." "Oh yeah, I remember feeling so happy as a youngster in our summer house. It was a wonderful feeling." "Now we're getting there. Tell me more. What's your summer house like?" And she replied, "Well, it's a gray Cape Cod cottage, kind of weather-beaten, but so homey. And it has white trim. Oh, how I love the crispness of that white trim." "More. It's getting closer to the water. Keep going." "Oh yeah, it's right on the dunes." "Why do you want to be so close to the water?" I asked. "Because it's so soothing, even in the stormy weather. It makes me feel real and alive. I can paint there and watch the sunsets and lose myself in the vastness of it all. And well, everything just comes alive to me by the sea." And I said, "Yes." Finally, this girl was cooking on the front burner. Her juices were running and her vibrational frequencies were becoming higher and higher, magnetically charging up that growing want with every new thought she fed it. I kept asking why, and she kept telling me, "Because this, because that, because this." And with each because, her frequencies were soaring. This thing was now becoming part of her, and it was incorporated in her vibrations. So ask yourself over and over why you want something, and keep asking, and keep asking, even when you think you have no more answers. Then pretty soon you'll be in dreamland, feeling marvelous, just where you need to be to magnetize the thing in. Now, here's where you want to summon your willpower to stay in that vibration as long as you can, maybe up to half an hour or even all day. But if it's just a couple of minutes, that's great. That's enough to get the swirl of energy started. Remember, you need only 16 seconds to get the same vibrational thoughts clumping into an energy vortex, then another 16 seconds, and another, and another. If you slip into forget it, that's just an impossible dream, in the middle of your upper vibration, simply change vibrational gears. Think about something that makes you feel good. Get your motors revved up again, and you'll quickly override that red flag vibration. Don't forget, the universe gives us not what we speak or what we deserve or what we're supposedly destined to have. The universe gives us precisely and only what we are vibrating in every moment of every day. Nothing more, nothing less. Before you know it, the universe starts responding to your vibrations with little signs here and there, amazing little coincidences, all the magic pieces necessary to put this thing together. They just keep coming and coming and coming until it's all in place, with you right smack in the middle, living your once impossible dream. But you gotta taste it, feel it, smell it, and drool over it before it's going to happen. You gotta talk about it until you can feel yourself living it, and then talk some more until those turned on feelings, the fundamental element of step three, come to you with the utmost ease. Step three is finding the feeling place of your want. And that's the end of that section. And it's another reminder that we have to feel what we want and then ask ourselves why we want it. And by doing those two things, feeling it and asking why, that really will get you into feeling like you have it already. And the law of attraction doesn't care if the vibration or the feeling you're putting out is real, it's just matching it. So that's why it's so important to get into the feeling place of something you want to manifest so that you can attract it. And the next section is called the magic valve. One of the best ways I've heard to describe feel-good energy is the analogy of a valve or nozzle, the kind you find on a fire hose. Where the valve and the fire hose is what carries the energy flow from our source, that greater part of us that we're forever connected to. That stream of non-physical energy is what we really are, an unfathomable force of joy, abundance, and security. Most of the time, we keep ourselves cut off from the full stream of energy. How? With our closed valve negative energy. But when we tune in, turn on, and feel good, we open that magic valve to let our high vibrational flow flood through us. Now we feel alive, up, vibrant, energetic, excited, turned on, all better known as happy. Like the water pressure in our hose, the energy is always there. But we have to take purposeful, deliberate steps to open that rusty old valve if we want our high-frequency source energy to flow through. Having an open valve, which means feeling good, means positive energy is flowing to us, through us, and from us, and we're creating on purpose. Having a closed valve, meaning anything that feeling good isn't, means we're flowing negative energy, resisting our natural flow, and creating by default. This doesn't mean we have to be flapping around higher than a kite all day long. All we have to do is squeak open our valve, even a crack, and we instantly let in a little bit more of that life-giving flow. If we can find ways to feel just a tiny bit better than before, one little feeling at a time, then we've begun the reversal of a lifetime of negative attraction. And that's the end of that little section. And we have to start doing it. We have to start reversing that negative attraction that so many of us, just by habit, are used to doing. So just a little bit at a time, a little bit of a raised vibration, a little bit more, a little bit more, and then eventually your natural state will be one of high vibration, and that feels so good. And the next little section is called intending. After you've started to get your wants out in the open, there's one more step that's helpful here, and that is turning your wants into intents. Because the word want might still cause some emotional blisters to erupt, you may feel a whole lot better intending. Intending is sort of a combination of I want and I expect. And a good place to start is by intending for small things throughout the day. Not only does this provide some valuable practice along with rapid evidence, but it opens up new and much needed energy pathways that have never been opened before. And each new pathway means you're receiving more of that higher flow of source energy than you were before. So feeling good becomes easier, which opens you to more and higher energy, which, etc., etc., etc. Daily intending develops these new outlets for the energy to flow through. The more we intend, the more we're using that high frequency energy, which quickly becomes a two-way street. The more we use it, the more of it we're getting. This creates a sort of protective cover around us, like wrapping ourselves in a safety blanket where we have much less chance of being sideswiped by old beliefs that continue to bring us things we don't want. I make it a point to intend with little things all day long. I intend to arrive at my destination safely. I intend to be on time and feel great. I intend to find a convenient parking place. I intend to feel good in my clothes. I intend to sign that deal. I intend to keep my bank account at a certain level or beyond. I intend to find joy all throughout the day. Even though that's not such a little thing, I still intend it. I intend to help my clients feel at ease. And as long as my valve is open while I'm intending, they always come about. On the larger issues, if your intent for the day is to feel joy, you wouldn't even be able to find an upsetting show on TV. If your intent is to have your new kitchen installed without a hitch, that's the way it will happen unless you close your valve over something. If your intent is to finish the harvest before supper, watch how easily you'll get it done. With major, larger wants, if you will turn every want into a statement of intent and allow yourself to feel the power behind it, it's like, yes, you'll be amazed at what happens. So start saying things or thinking things like, I intend to move by next year. And that really means I haven't a clue how it's going to happen, but I know I'll find out because I'm determined to do it. Or you might say, I intend to have a new relationship. I intend to learn to line dance. I intend to have a full bank account. I intend to find happiness in everything I do. I intend to make new friends. I intend to find a deeper spiritual connection. You must feel the strength when you speak it. Feel the authority, the force of command, the muscle behind the energy leaving you, the completion. But use with caution, because intending is a dynamic unto itself, not to be abused and never to be turned into a mindless habit. Whether you call it intending or wanting, take off your shackles and do it. Dare to want. Dare to dream new dreams. Dare to take your old dreams out of the closet and dust them off. Give yourself permission to want. In fact, make yourself want. Then pick a funky, non-essential little want and start talking about why you want the thing until you get the hang of clicking into that turned-on feeling. Before you know it, you'll be having physical manifestations on your hands. And I'm here to tell you, when that happens, it's a screamer of the first degree. Check out what you like or don't like about what you've got in your life right now. Then get over the guilt of wanting and get that want motor revved up. For wanting brings the passion. Passion brings joy. Joy brings more wanting. And now you're creating on purpose. You are the inventor and partaker all in one. Never mind being the design engineer who has to figure out how something will come together. That's no longer your job. That's for the law of attraction. Go for material things, of course, but also stake your claim for universal or intangible things. Things such as, I want joy to radiate throughout my heart. I want my whole family to feel joy. I want to know that everything is always okay. I want to have a greater sense of freedom. I want to know I have choices. I intend to see more choices. I intend to trust that all is well with the world. I intend to learn deliberate creating. I intend to learn to become an energy manager. I intend to be aware of my resistance. I intend to be aware of my feelings. I intend to enjoy life to the fullest. I intend to have more fun. I intend to lighten up. I intend to have a closer connection with my source. The point is to get over the stigma of wanting and do it. Dare to want whatever in this whole wide world will give you pleasure. For wanting is taking charge. Wanting is creating. Wanting and manifesting those wants into reality is fulfilling your reason for being. And therein lies the true richness of life. And that ends that chapter. So remember, intend what you want. Get excited about it. Feel it. Be light about things. And just allow it and let it happen. That sounds and feels really good. And if you want help figuring all this out and more, that's what I do. I'm a certified Law of Attraction life coach, and I've been doing it for well over 10 years. And coaching sessions are held over the phone, so it doesn't matter where you live. You can contact me through lifecoachdavid.com or email me at david@lifecoachdavid.com and start improving your life with my support, with learning more about the Law of Attraction, and you'll get different processes and techniques that will help you do that for real, that will help make each day better than you've ever experienced it before, that will help you raise your vibration deliberately so you do become a deliberate creator. Before you know it, each day seems to get a little better and a little better, and it just has a wonderful snowball effect. So thanks again for listening. I hope you have a high vibration day. And tune in next time as we continue reading and discussing Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting.